Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Megan Green is working behind the scenes to bar me from the chamber. An effort that she has been taking to figure out just how they can keep me out of the chamber.
Yeah, that was my friend Elliot Davis there, formerly of Fox 2, yesterday at the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. He caught my attention, and it seems that situation has been resolved, but I had invited Elliot to join us this morning to talk a little bit more about it. I've got him on the phone. Elliot, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Always good to be back.
My friend, you're working harder now than you did when you were still working.
Someone said I'm the busiest retired person they know. I think of one of the mayor's office people said, I'm redefining retirement.
That's a good point. You know, many times over the years, Kim and I and you and anybody who's covered City Hall has been down there to enter through the speaker's office there, the board president's office, and onto the floor of the Board of Aldermen to cover important meetings. And then for a while yesterday, it looked like they were going to try to stop you, right?
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. And like I said, even though there may be a change, I'm going to still wait and see. Well, what happened was I got actually tipped off by an alderman who had information about it and said that the board president in her office was talking about how to bar me from the aldermanic chamber. So I could come in City Hall, but wouldn't be able to come in the chamber. This is the alderman I knew very well, and so we were she had tipped me off about it and told me about it. So I went to the board the next day. They were having a meeting yesterday to get it confirmed. I got it confirmed through two other sources, people who were in a position to know. Yeah. And they said, yeah, the board president, her office came to them and told them that they wanted to find a way to keep Elliot Davis out of the chamber. Apparently they didn't like a story I did. I guess it was back in February or something. Early February, when the board president had accused one of the aldermen, Joe Vollmer, of being drunk at the board meeting. And so I wanted answers about that. And so, as you know, she was leaving the board meeting, and so I tried to question her, and we walked, you know, down the hall together. And I was, you know, trying to get information, trying to get answers. She didn't want to answer. I guess it was something she wanted to put behind her. So they didn't like me questioning her. So anyway, my understanding was that they were going to try to bar me from the board chamber. And so that's when I did the Facebook Live. And I did the Facebook Live right in front of her.
She was
still at the She was still at, so I wasn't hiding. Oh, I never hide.
Wow. That's gutsy. I appreciate that. So it's not like she had to even, because Mark and I were like, well, I wonder if Megan Green saw the Facebook Live and that was when she decided to go back on it, or if she had other people approach her about it who had seen the video and were giving her a hard time about it, and that's why she changed.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Changed your mind.
Well, you know, it got like, I don't know, 16 or 17,000 views.
Wow.
And that was just in about, you know, 2-3 hours or something like that. But we did it right in front of her. She was still on the dais. The meeting had just ended. And so I launched as soon as the meeting ended, because I wanted, you know, everybody to know what I was saying, and I wanted her to know what I was saying too. So it was not like I was hiding. I don't.
It's true.
I don't hide. I'm like one of those gunfighters. Let's meet in the middle of the town. And, you know.
Yeah, I'm your Huckleberry, right? Yeah, that's
high noon.
You know, so, Elliot, Megan had a bit of a rough day yesterday. I mean, she sued the state over this state control of the police, and her best friend Tashar Jones is leaving today as mayor. So maybe she was just having a bad day.
Yeah, her people called me. I had a call from her deputy chief of staff. I think that's Christine Ingracia. This is where it really does get interesting. She said, well, Megan saw the Facebook Live and didn't like it. Well, I understand that. I get that. and it said, well, she's not trying to keep you out. I said, okay, but my, you know, source was liable that's what happened. They said, yeah, we're just trying to revamp the rules for media coming into the board. So we're just writing up some new rules and applications, and it's going to be a category for citizen journalists, but we're writing up these rules. The board president's office writing up these new rules. I said, well, when did the board have these written rules before? She said, well, never, but, you know, that's besides the point. And so I said, oh, okay. And so she said, we're not trying to keep you out. We're going to write up these new rules, and you can apply. I said, okay. Well, who's going to make the decision about the application? She said, the board will. I said, okay. So I'm going to wait to see what happens.
So the board is a whole, not some committee that Megan Green is assigned to it?
Well, no, this would be, I think she said the clerk of the board will decide, obviously, probably with input from Megan's office. But they assured me they're not trying to keep me out, but they are rewriting these rules. So I'm going to wait and see how this all shakes out.
It's always been pretty freewheeling down there. I remember, Elliot, as a reporter, if there was a board meeting going on, I mean, they didn't want you to be disruptive, but you could sit along the wall in there as a reporter and just kind of listen to what was going on. I didn't ever know if there were any rules.
Yeah. No, as long as you didn't do any, and I'm going to get to today's event today, obviously. But as long as, and most reporters, legitimate reporters, are not disruptive.
Right.
I remember back in the old days, you could walk on the board floor and go talk to somebody you wanted. So you can not only come in the chamber, but you could walk over to a board or an alderman's desk that that was all the way on right. the other end and talk to him. Hey, look, I'd like to talk to you after the meeting. Okay, no problem. but I understand why they changed that one, that you can't be on the floor.
They were more worried about you sticking a mic in their face and asking them who paid for it, right?
Probably, something like that.
That's right.
This is interesting. This is going to, you know, and so we're going to see how this is going to work out with them rewriting these rules. But you're right, the new mayor is being sworn in today.
Yeah, will you be there for that?
I, of course, will be there.
I thought so.
You know it. I've been covering this race, and I know you may know that I've done a number of posts about this race, a former race. Now, the race is over now. But I did a number of posts about it and about that Kara Spencer was going to take over as mayor. My position was that I didn't see anything. You know, people might get mad at me. Kara got mad at me. She was very nice yesterday when I talked to her. I talked to her briefly, but, you know. I said basically that I thought that Kara was going to be similar to Tashara Jones to this extent. They're both are progressives.
Right.
Neither one had really really disagreed with, not until Kara was running for mayor, of course. But they agreed on most policy, most of the policies they agreed on. Defund the police came along. Tashara was with defund the police until it became unpopular. Kara was with it. She was with the rest of the progressive board. When the police were getting hammered by Kim Gardner and all that was going on, Kara did not speak up and for law enforcement. Just like Tashara Jones didn't speak up. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Kara doing a whole lot for the homeless. Then the 10 years she was on the board of aldermen, or not speak up a lot for North St. Louis, these issues that people are talking about now. So I'm anxious to see, one, what is she going to do differently from Tashara Jones? What is she going to do for public safety? Is she going to send some kind of tough signal to the bad guys to try to do something about this crime that's really rampant in St. Louis? I don't get that impression. I haven't heard it yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be surprised.
Well, here's the good news. The restoration projects that have been going on for months where no work's actually been done in front of City Hall and some of the other parks, Elliot, they're finally done. The gates have come down.
Yep.
But that was done by Tashara's.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Tashara's people did that.
Because of the homeless.
The gates are down. They had the window washers out there yesterday. Cleaning the windows that hadn't apparently been done in some time. Not that we really cared whether yeah. they washed the windows or not. We are anxious, like I said, to see, is there going to be something different? Now, Kara, when I did that post, Kara was not too happy with me. She sent a long response that I absolutely posted. I posted that response. Because she was reading me the riot act. She called and read me the riot. And I said, hey, send me a response and I'll post it. So even though she said I was no good, I posted that part of it too. So I've been called worse.
You're keeping them on their toes, Elliot. I love it, man. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Where can people follow you besides Facebook? Is it mainly your Facebook page?
Yeah, mainly the Facebook page. And if they call me and they have an issue, I'll give them my phone number and they can call me. I'm not just generically putting out the phone number.
Yeah.
Most people probably already have it. But if they, I have an email, but that's Elliot, ELLIOTT, 321Davis@gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Elliot Davis there, citizen journalist, taking him on down at City Hall. I love it. I love it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.